Okay, Mara Rabbi said, lessons from the lathe. I appreciate, once again, you not letting me just speak to myself. Thank you very much for attending. Thank you for allowing my family also to do the mitzvah midorais of tashbisu, not by burning, by having you eat my chametz. We continue to dedicate our shir for a refuah shleima basoch shar choli Yisrael for the young Yonatan Rubin. Rabbeinu Shalom should send the refuah shleima min hashamayim to him, to Chaim Yonatan Mordechai ben Pesha Elka. And unfortunately, it's been quite a long time that I've had to do this, but we also dedicate this year to the unfortunate many cholim from today's bus bombing, which has been confirmed as a terrorist bus bombing. The Rabbeinu Shalom should help us in understanding that we need real geula, and we unfortunately are not there yet, and maybe with some of my words today we will understand that. But we focus on the Seder, so I guess the topic, since we have no parsha this week, is Baruch Hashem Pesach. And Friday evening, this Shabbos Kodesh, coincides of course also with the holy holiday of the holy holiday of Pesach. And we focus on what is the ikar of the Seder. So there's a lot of things that probably go through our mind. Something that I heard many, many years ago, I don't want to say how many, but definitely about 20 now that I think about it, is a concept I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Meir Goldlich Shlita. And Rav Meir Goldlich, the first year I was in YU, if I'm not mistaken, we learned Maseches Pesachim, as you guys are learning. And he pointed out something that was somewhat of an anomaly. If you learn Pesachim, as you have during the year, you see a recurrent theme, certainly when it comes to Arvi Pesachim, and that is that generally when we have a Gemara, we have two people that disagree with each other, right? Rav and Abaye disagree with each other. Good. Paskin like Rav. We look at the Rambam continues, and the Rambam says that we hold like the halacha is like so-and-so. And then we have Shulchan Aruch, and that's it. We know famously Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, there's no questions over here. But when it comes to Arvi Pesach, and when it comes to Pesach itself, all of a sudden, everything seems to change. And we start to move into a situation of Achdus. Rav Goldlich would say that this is the holiday of Achdus. Why? Because you have a Shiloh, the Gemara tells us, do you lean for the first cup, the second cup, the third cup, the fourth cup, right? Or is it the first two, the last two? What does the Gemara say? Just do both. I have the great zechus of learning with my son here in the yeshiva in the morning. So we're doing Rav Rimon's halacha sefer, not the Haggadah, the second one. And it's really a beautiful sefer. It goes through all the different shitos. And so far, the recurring theme of my son's question has been, I don't understand something. Let's just paskin what we hold. Korech is supposed to be this amount, the Hillel sandwich is it. Well, just do everything. So we're finding ourselves doing five kizesim, according to most shitos at the Seder, when really we should be able to get away with maybe two. We're just learning about the Hillel sandwich. So according to Hillel, is it right? Is it matzah and morarim, or is it matzah levad lechud? Right, the famous machlekas over there. So really, it should be you have the matzah, you have the maruch, the cup. No, let's have another kizayis of the Hillel sandwich. It's unbelievable. The thing goes around, 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 and we see this as part of the Seder. Messiah beginus of a shevach. We do both, and I could give you so many examples. So what does it mean? And this is what I try to explain. I didn't understand this, and you should realize as Talmidim, sometimes you will have this epiphany many, many, many years later. You'll hear something that your Rebbe once said, and only later on you'll understand what it meant. I just came from a Shiva house of the great, one of the great Mechanchim here in our community, Rabbi Bramson, lost his father. And he was telling over his father, he grew up literally in the home of Rav Soloveitchik, Zatzar, Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik in Boston. I say the home because everybody that lived in Boston was well attached with who the Rav was. And he said some of the things, only later on he understood. He was talking about his father himself. Some of the things my father, I just took it for granted, and then somebody came and said, no, that's unique. You don't understand the Hasidic Rav. So this is something that Rav Goldbach said, and I only get it now a little bit more. What does it mean it's the holiday of Achdus? What does that mean, and what should we be thinking at the Seder? So first and foremost, I think, is when it comes to our dear friend, and that is, of course, the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is this Iker mitzvah of the Seder, something that we unfortunately miss so much, because it was the Iker, right? Matzah Morim Yochluhu. We're only Zecher L'Mikdash Kehillo. We don't have it anymore. In fact, we're so strict whether or not we should, you should point when you say Pesach Matzah Morim, make sure not to point to the shank bone and say that's Pesach. If not, we don't have the Korban Pesach. So when it comes to the Korban Pesach, that was, in my opinion, the sign of Achdus. Why? Because you could be the richest guy in the world, okay, and you could be the poorest person. You had to eat it together in a chabura. You had to eat it together with people. Rav Shlomo Kluger has a beautiful comment in his Haggadah, and he says the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, served as a reminder of what? The sale of Yosef. That's where it all started. Maybe you felt this as I did once. I remember when I was a little kid, I remember questioning and saying, excuse me, I'm being facetious, don't please take this seriously, who's this Yosef dude? Right? He really shook things up for us. Because until, and that wasn't Yosef's fault of course, but it was the brother's fault, until he was sold, so everything, we were in Eretz Yisrael and things were doing well, and then all of a sudden we get to Egypt. And all of a sudden you're having so much fun with Bereishis, and then all of a sudden Shmo starts, like, what is going on here? And that's, of course, what we're experiencing at the Seder. The sale of Yosef was the starting point of this Golos Mitzrayim. And in fact, this is the Iker point, a very, very interesting, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, and this is based on other sources as well. I think the Zohar alludes to this as well. The Zohar actually says something very interesting, which hopefully we'll get to as well. The Zohar points out that this is the holiday. He says that every holiday has different patriarch, matriarch, different leaders who revolve around that. So for example, we know like Sukkot is Ushpizim. So you got everybody going on there. And maybe you could say Shavuos, I would think Moshe Rabbeinu. He says that, we'll see this later on, but the holiday of Pesach is the holiday of Eliyahu HaNavi. And we'll understand why, but just to give you the press, who's Eliyahu? So Hinei Anochi, as we said in Shabbos HaGadol, Hinei Anochi Shalechos Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu is the one that's going to unify. The Heshu Levav Ozobanim. Right? So the kapara of the sale of Yosef was the Korban Pesach, but the Mayichayich, the blood that they dipped in and said that Yosef was dead, is a kapara. That's why we went. And the Gemara, in fact, says in Psachim, says Rav Kluger, that when the Korban Pesach was slaughtered, there was a din that it had to be carried then on the person's shoulders, similar to that in an Arab merchant, symbolizing the way that Yosef was sold to those merchants. The Korban Pesach, says Rav Kluger, was brought, as the Torah says, by individual households, symbolizing a sense of unity within that unit. Maybe that's why it was roasted whole, to show this idea of Achdus, everybody's the same. Had to be whole, you couldn't break the bone. I hate to say this, state the obvious, but maybe it's not. Achdus starts where? In the whole. We can be broad strokes and we can go ahead and say that, oh, we need Achdus in Klal Yisrael, and it's a big problem that we don't have Achdus, and look at this one and that one, and we're looking at this sect of Judaism, and we're looking at this denomination, right? And everybody's nose up. And then you look in your own home and say, oh, I hate him. My brother, I can't get along with him. Oh, my dad, chutzpah. Korban Pesach reminded it started at the home, right? I remember when I first got married, So one of the challenges of marriage, Baruch Hashem, very lucky, it's not challenging, but one of the challenges, of course, where do you go for the, so we were at a wedding last night, so I was thinking at the wedding, I said, wow, you know, this is going to come up, mamish, in a few days, like, where are they having the Pesach Seder? You know, in Eretz Yisrael, it's only one day, you can't, you know, what do you do? So let's think about it. So, unless you're at the same, we had this chusah going to the same hotel, so it was okay. But, so when we first got married, there's always this challenge, where do you go for the wedding? Right, and this achdus, you know, starts to play. And then all of a sudden you go to your in-laws' home, you see all these menhagim, but this is not my menhagim. I read a tshuva about Rav Chaim David Halevi, chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, speaks about a guy asked him, he said, when his son-in-law come for the first Seder, he comes with all the kids, he has these wacko menhagim, and he talks about him, the kids stealing the afikomen. And he goes, Gnevas Afikomen! My son-in-law is teaching his kids to steal. It was like a crazy tshuva. But like, there's a lot of different things going on. Act of starts in the home. But it's more than that. The Haggadah starts with Halach Manya. In my opinion, a very strange beginning to the Seder. What do we say in Halach Manya? Kol dechim yesev yechol. Everybody come and eat with us. Right, okay, you know, it's very always found it comical when I'm sitting in a hotel, you know, like, I can't really accomplish that, because if I asked them, oh, you're poor, come, it's $1,000 to, you know, to come to the meal tonight, but, okay, fine. But the idea is an achdus idea of, right, I always remember Reb Goldbach, I think it's my first thing I always say every year, the Seder, the Yalkut Shimoni. The Yalkut Shimoni starts off and says that Golus happened because we didn't take care of the poor. Nachlas Yehudim Oni, I think the Yalkut Shimoni starts. Nachlas Yehudim Oni, because we would laugh. There were poor people in the street, and people would laugh at them and say, "Oh, what happened to you? Look at me." So we're mechaper it through inviting people to the Seder. Say, "This is the time I'm going to get it." And it's interesting because the Seder is not really. Doesn't have, I think I heard this from Rav Yaakov Neuberger, doesn't really have anything to do with Yerushalayim, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, except the bookends are actually Halach Manya and Lashon Abba, right? That's when, you know, at least in my family, we know the Seder is really over here. You can do the songs and everything, but this is it, you know? Chasal Seder Pesach, Lashon Abba, Yerushalayim, HaBinyan. And the bookends are, hey, you want Tzion B'mishpat Yivadeh. How? Through tzedakah, through taking care of the poor people, to care it. That's what achdus is, and it's something that's not spoken of very well. I was in Yerushalayim today, Baruch Hashem, and I noticed something interesting. I was in the should be the embassy of the United States Embassy, but they call it the consulate, and you really feel gullus there because there's only Arab workers that work there. I'm not sure why. Maybe somebody could contact me and tell me why that is. Not one Israeli is there. I mean, Israeli Jew. All Arabs. Very scary. Anyway, so I noticed that there was a Hasidic guy that was there. And I was so impressed with how he was treating. He was being overly complimentary. Such a beautiful Kiddush Hashem. And he was saying to the thank you so much. You were so helpful. You know, it's a pleasure dealing with. Thank you. And I was like, wow, what a great Kiddush Hashem. What a great achdus. But that shouldn't. It should be obvious, right? There should be always be the achdus. It is true that we do see this in Eretz Yisrael. One of the experiences that you hopefully have experienced here, your year in Israel or your second year in Israel, is this important hana that you should get from being able to see and experience achdus in Eretz Yisrael. Because as much as we talk about it, and it's true, and trust me, I've seen it myself, the non-achdus, and, you know, I was once at the Kotel, and they were counting 10, and they got up to me, and they skipped over me, and didn't count me, because of what I was wearing, and I was very, very upset. And so, you have that, but if anything ever happens, as I'm sure you guys have seen, you know, just give you an example, you look at the images of, you know, whatever happened with the bus bombing, so the first people who were there were dozens, literally. I saw the ambu cycles. They were all volunteers from Ichud Hatzalah. At least the ones that I saw were all Haredi-looking people. So there is a tremendous... We care so much when push comes to shove, and it shouldn't be that way all the time. But my message to you about the Seder
spoke about Eliyahu HaNavi. So, if you noticed, of course, once in a while you'll catch the guy who does the Haftorah make a mistake, because he'll say the famous song, we sing it all the time, Hinei Anochi Shalech Lachem Es Eliyahu HaNavi. That's not what this Navi says. It says Eliyahu HaNavi. Why Eliyah? The Vav is not there. Because the Vav, we know, is the Vav HaChibor. Chibor is togetherness. That's what Eliyahu comes to remind us of. That's why the Bris Eliyahu HaNavi comes. That's why, of course, the Koshel Eliyahu. Right? I saw a cute little thing. I shouldn't say why you told me, but look at it. On the Facebook. So when somebody posted, I know that on Facebook, just got it on, unfortunately, in January, I got it on Facebook. Baruch Hashem, hopefully people will, it'll help. I'm able to connect much more to tell meet them now. So anyway, that's what you say, Rabbi. Okay, yeah. So that's what you call them, Talmidim. Yes, very nice. So anyway, so it has a picture of a kid, right? It's just a picture of Stam, a little boy, and he says, you know, every year I have such a taiva to drink the Koshel Eliyahu. It's that big cup at the table. But I know what happened in shul one day when I went up to the Kisei Shel Eliyahu and I try to sit there. The rabbi flipped out. He said that. So that's it, yeah. So, but Eliyahu has this power. In fact, we say that every bris, when Eliyahu Navi comes, so we're mechapel kol avoinus. How can it be? Because we know Eliyahu is Pinchas, right? And that's why we start. At least in many circles, when the baby comes in, Pinchas Eliyahu, and you can't do sitting from them. They got to be achdus. They can't be right. That was one of the Pinchas' time. There was a tremendous lack of achdus. Eliyahu is going to bring the Vav HaChibur, is going to bring us together, and that's what we have to think about. That's what the Seder is all about. Okay, yes, we got to the Bincha B'Yomahu, and there's a lot of stuff going on, but at the core of it is a Korban Pesach. At the core of it is Chaburis, is Achdus, is being able to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, is being able to sit in Yerushalayim and see this. I can't imagine it. It must be unbelievable. We like a little bit, so little. You know, if you ever go for Birchas Kohanim, or you go even Hoshana Rabbah, and you see the thousands and thousands of Jews, you're like, wow, this is the way it must be. Are you crazy? That's nothing close to where it was in their basement. Nothing close. L'havdil, mamash, l'havdil. You know, you go up to Miron. So you know, you go there and go, wow, all the people, and they were selling there was free, people were giving out free. Okay, so that's a little bit. Yeah, I'm sure they'll be giving out free stuff and children and kugel. But that was the achdus there. There was a tremendous amount of it. You have to remind yourself that the first lesson, I think, is the most important lesson, and that is that achdus starts in the home. Okay, stop worrying about how come we don't get along better with fill in the blank group. Start with how come I don't get along with my fill in the blank too, my sister, my brother, my father, my mother, my spouse. That's where it starts off. It starts off in the home. We're a larger home this year. You're in a dorm. You have your hardest ever. You know, it's very difficult because this one doesn't get along with this one. That it's hard. But that's achdus. Achdus starts with us. Forget it. I'm not saying forget about it. But stop it. Well, how come that one said and this one said and they, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you're right. They'll have their own din v'cheshbon. What about you? How are you coming into the Seder and how are you being a better father, mother, brother, sister? What am I going to do? I know we pointed this out many times, but achdus is the element of love, of oneness. We talked about how Rav Shlomo Kluger pointed out that the Korban Pesach was shechted whole, it was roasted whole. The wholeness, b'levechad, ishechad b'levechad. We are one. One of the famous, I'll end with this, but one of the famous blood libels that around this time of the year was always very popular, as it would coincide with Easter, and they would speak about the Jews, the blood libel. You know, we use the blood for the matzos. So one of the famous ones, I think, was, if I'm not mistaken, Mendel, I think it was him, Belus, and so they went to, and it became a whole taram, and they wanted to kill him. So he had killed somebody, they used the blood, a Christian child. And one of the things that they went and they said, I don't even want to say the name of who it was, because I heard two stories, two different. One was a Hasidish Rebbe, one wasn't, so it was a Hasidish Rebbe, so it doesn't matter. But the story was, what do we do when they point to different places in Tanakh or in Gemaras that speak against that we're the chosen nation and we're treated differently, and you know, in certain levels there's certain nuances of the differences between us and the non-Jewish Israel. You could use just, I don't know, ribbis, for example. Why can we charge non-Jews ribbis and Jews? And the explanation was is that we, what do we call ourselves, right? We're Adam. You can't pluralize Adam. Adamim, there's no such thing. Anashim, yes, Nashim. We're one heart. And the point was, he said, look, when a Stam, somebody's going to jail, somebody, and it's a blood libel, so do you have, let's say, all of Italy, all of Rome? No, here you have one guy, nobody knows who he was, but he was Jewish. All the Jews are going out. All the Jews are saying this is terrible. That's what Achdus is. It shouldn't be that when push comes to shove. It shouldn't be Rachman al-Islam that three boys have to get kidnapped and there was a tremendous amount of Achdus. I was here that summer and it was just unbelievable to feel, as Racheli Frankel said, that hug that she felt every morning when she woke up from Klal Yisrael. But it should be something every day. But let it start in our own homes. Let this Pesach Seder be different than all other nights because it's different. And I'm going to start differently. I'm going to give my parents nachas, or I'm going to give my Rebbe nachas, whatever the case may be. We should be zoiche with this to understand that we are not completely there. A bus bombing, unfortunately, brings it home that we are not truly home here in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ribbono Sholem lets us bring the Korban Pesach, and this should be the time of Mir Hashem. The Ribbono Sholem should hear our cries and finally bring the Geula Shlema. Then the Heir of Yamin.